where the athletic scholarship meets the road. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 87. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach, author, podcaster, and founder of RecruitMe, also the CEO, where I help families come together, parents and athletes coming together to achieve the athletic scholarship dream. Been doing that since 2002. And so thank you for joining me on this episode. It's 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. If you'd like some change, go to my website, recruitme.com, and download the freebie that I have there. It's the first chapter of my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Go ahead and grab that. I think it'll help. Well, on this episode, I got three things to share with you. You talk about where the rubber meets the road. Well, this is where the athletic scholarship meets the road. As you get set for the upcoming next few months and looking into the summer, you got more time to work on the scholarship thing, work on the recruiting thing. I'm going to give you three things that you can do that, just keep these in mind, they'll make a huge difference, and you'll see why. First of all, the number one thing that you can do, one thing that you can do, is visit one school. Visit one school this summer. It's just for the experience of going in, taking a look at a campus if you haven't done that already, and seeing what it's like. In fact, if you can go even before this summer and see what a campus looks like when all the students are there, when maybe some of the teams are competing, then go. Visit that one school. Now, this is going to open up some things for you. It takes it from academic to reality. It takes it from what you see on a website to what you really experience when you get there. And you want to feel that. You want to go on campus. Parent and athlete, go together. Just look around. You don't have to announce yourself. Just go there, look around, see what it's like. If you want to go ahead and meet with the admissions people, that would be great as well. Even taking a visit to one of the classrooms, that's a good thing to do. Walk around, drive around, take a look at it, get the feel for what a campus is like. Now, for those of you who have done this already, you've made the school visits, you've looked at things, you've just kind of gotten a feel for what one campus is and weigh it against another, what one school has weighing against another, I would encourage you to then go back to one of those schools where you have interest and take a second look, because you never know. That first impression, especially when you got a lot of schools going, you may want to have to go back and take a look and see what really sticks out that second time. That's important to do. So go ahead. Commit to doing this at least this summer, even before that, is to visit one school to get the feel of it. Second thing I'd like you to do as the athletic scholarship meets the road is to interview one coach. This can kind of be kind of scary. it can be when you're sitting down with a coach, whether it's a head coach, recruiting coach, assistant coach, and you have a chance to ask that coach about the school, about the program, about what it's like on that campus. It can be kind of frightening, but it's good. It's good to be frightened. Maybe you go to a school that's not really at the top of your list, but you just want the experience of talking with a college coach. And I mean, interview that coach. This is a two-way street. Just as the coach is recruiting athletes, you're recruiting schools. You need to know how to relate to coaches. This is good practice. Parent and athlete, do it together. Do the dance together. Parents have some questions. Athletes have other questions. And do this together. But athlete, make sure that you get really involved in this conversation. Don't be one that just sits back and lets your mom or dad ask all the questions. And parent, you make sure that you push your athlete a little bit to ask some of the questions. Come in with questions written down. Be prepared. Show that coach that you're prepared. See how the conversation is, how the conversation goes. Learn from it so you can do it even better next time. This is great practice, and I would encourage you to go ahead this summer and interview one coach. If you have my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, there's one of the appendices has specific questions that you can ask coaches, not only about athletics, but academics, finances, college life. Be prepared. Go into that time with a coach and be prepared. Man, you may come out of it and say, I did horrible. this was terrible. But wouldn't you rather then go to the next coach that may be higher on your list and do so much better? Learn how to converse with coaches. Learn the right questions to ask. Secondly, as you're meeting with this coach, find out what a coach looks for in a recruited athlete, in a scholarship athlete. What's a coach looking for? This is a fantastic opportunity just to lay it out there and learn as much as you can from coaches themselves, because those are the ones you're going to be playing for. I can tell you a whole lot of stuff. Other athletes can tell you a whole lot of stuff. Parents can tell you a whole lot of stuff. But hey, it's the coaches that you're going to be playing for. And you want to know what they're thinking as they're recruiting athletes. What's going through their mind? Have a good conversation with these coaches. Ask the hard questions. Even ask the deep questions. The nice thing about doing this at a school which is not high on your list is that you can make mistakes and there's room for error. I encourage you, learn how to interview a coach. You're going to need that. You're going to need that as you make your school choice. Visit one school, interview one coach. The third thing that you can do, this is where the athletic scholarship meets the road, is talk to one scholarship athlete, preferably in your sport. Learn the realities from those who are competing on scholarship now. Interview one at least. Maybe there's a friend of yours, friend of the family, that you can easily approach and talk to on the phone or go to in person to interview them and find out what is it like to be a scholarship athlete. How much time does it take to compete at that level? What's your day look like? What's your week look like? What do your summers look like? What is demanded of you in the off season? These are the kinds of questions you want to get the feel from a scholarship athlete who is in the place where you hope to be, say, 1, 2, or 3 years from now. Find out from them. You're going to learn some things from the coach when you approach a coach. You're going to learn other things from an athlete as you approach an athlete. And it'd be best to do it if it's somebody in your sport. If you can't do that, then that's okay. But, you know, as you do this too, keep in mind that Division I, Division II, Division III, there's a big difference between each of those. The demands are different. They're greater in Division I. I remember competing in baseball, Division I, and we were out there. There were long days practicing. There were a lot of road trips. There were, it really ate up a lot of time. Then even in the off season, a lot of working out, strength and conditioning, and it was really, I wouldn't say a year-round for us, but probably 80% of the school year was dedicated to my sport of baseball. If you're competing at Division I, be ready to give a lot of time. Not as much on D2 and even less on D3. You want to find the place that is best fit for you. That's the objective in all of this. That's why I'm asking you to do these three things, these simple things. Where the athletic scholarship meets the road, to visit one school, to interview one coach, to talk to one scholarship athlete in your sport. As I mentioned a moment ago, you want the place that is the right fit. There's more to it than the sport. It's got academics in there. It's got college life. It's got the feel of the university. It's got how far away you want to be from home. All those things are a lot of factors in this decision that you as a family are going to be making. Those are just three things that you can do. And those are at the top of my list as my assignment for you. And what I would like you to do is talk this over, parent and athlete, talk it over and map this out. Calendar it. When are you going to visit one school? Maybe it's next week. And I do recommend you just go to one nearby. Make this an easy trip. You're going for the experience. When is it they're going to interview one coach? It may take several calls or emails to be able to schedule a visit to interview the coach. And I do recommend that you do this interview in person, not on the phone, but in person. That is the hardest thing to do, to sit down with a coach one-on-one or one-on-one with parents that can be frightening. You need to go through that. You need to experience that. When will you target to be able to interview one coach? And then when will you talk to one scholarship athlete in your sport? You may have to start now to be able to get a hold of an athlete you can meet with. Hopefully you've got friends of the family that you have contact with, maybe even a sibling, and you can get the right story, the true story from them in their experience of what it's like to be a scholarship athlete, the whole package. I hope that helps you. These aren't tough things to do. They are going to take time. And if you do these things, you'll be able to narrow down the school that is the right fit for you, because you will have rehearsed some of the things that you need to do as you visit a school for real that you're highly interested in, as you interview a coach at a school that you are highly interested in, where you're being recruited, as you talk to scholarship athletes on campus when you go to visit, you'll know what questions to ask. You'll be able to match up the program that you want to be involved in. So you got the school, you got the team, you got the program. There's so many variables in finding the school that is the right fit. Don't work in a vacuum. Don't rely on the online tours. Don't rely on emails back and forth with coaches. Don't even rely on phone calls. It's face-to-face. It's going to visit. Some of those coaches are going to come and visit you in your home as well. Anyway, that's it for this week. A little bit shorter, right to the point. I would encourage you, would you email me and let me know that you will take on this challenge, this commitment? Will you do these three things? Not just one of these three, but all three things. Say, John, I'm going to visit one school, interview one coach, and talk to one scholarship athlete in my sport by summer. I'm going to go ahead and do that. You know, if you'll just email me, let me know that you will do that, that'd be fantastic. Sometimes putting things in writing helps us with our commitments, and I want you to succeed. A big part of this is taking action like this. Remember to grab my freebie on my website, the first chapter of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can also find the entire book on Amazon as well as Audible. And that's our Tuesday show for this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.